Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us today. Open our hearts and grant us the grace to understand what you have purposed for us from your words, so that your words will not return to you void. As we follow the gate for the sheep, that is Jesus, help us to hear only his voice clearly, so that we may not follow other voice from a thief who comes to steal and kill and destroy, but rather we will have life and have it more abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen. In this beginning of the chapter, John begins with Jesus' parables, which is fairly simple. Jesus describes the two ways to enter the sheepfold. A sheepfold is an enclosure for sheep at night, typically permanent walls of stone and thorn branches to deter intruders. In remote areas, thorn branches enclosures or natural shelters like caves were used when available. To enter the sheepfold is through the gate, which is legitimate and completely legal. Another entry is through climbing its walls, to which Jesus said, The one doing this is a thief and a bandit. Jesus later clarifies that the only way to enter the sheepfold and have access to the sheep is through the gate. This gate represents Jesus himself, who is the legitimate and right way to God. And Jesus was addressing this parable to the Pharisees who professed to have wisdom and spiritual insight, but they were actually guilty of the worst kind of blindness due to the relentless refusal to believe Jesus as the Messiah. They were unwilling to humble themselves to receive the spiritual awareness of who Jesus really was. The tragedy is not the absence of evidence, but the refusal to believe despite all the signs he performed as evidence. From the previous chapter 9, there was a story of a man born blind who was rejected by the Pharisees after being healed by Jesus, who was now able to see. In fact, after the healed man was banished by the Pharisees, some Pharisees heard Jesus saying that he came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may be able to see. And those who do not see may become blind. Then the Pharisees said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" To which Jesus answered, "If you were blind, you would not have seen. But now that you see, we see, your sin remains." See here means more than physical sight. It indicates perception with faith in understanding the messianic identity of Jesus. Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees to conceal the revealing truth from them, who were not open to Jesus' message, while simultaneously opening the truth to those who were willing to listen and learn. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus himself gave his disciples an explanation of the function of the usage of parables, telling them that the mysteries of God's kingdom would be revealed to those with open hearts, but kept hidden from those who were spiritually blind or hardened in their beliefs, such as these Pharisees. Then Jesus spoke of the third of the seven I am statements of Jesus. In John's Gospel, when he said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep." Jesus echoed God's divine name revealed to Moses in Exodus, "I am who I am." By declaring himself the gate for the sheep, Jesus points out his role as the protector and provider of his followers. Similar to a shepherd in his sheep, this expression also illustrates the close bond between Jesus and his followers. The people of Jesus' time would have connected this figurative language, since they understand the importance of shepherds in tending to their flocks. It was a strong reminder of the concern and compassion of Jesus for his disciples, providing them with safety and direction in a world always in chaos. But Jesus says that these thieves don't enter through the gate. They climb the walls to get into the sheepfold. The sheep will not follow them. The sheep will not listen. The sheep will run away from them. Why? Because the sheep knows something that the thieves do not understand. The sheep know a true voice. A thief does not ask permission. A thief does not work through proper channels. A thief climbs in at night when no one is watching. A thief works in darkness and is deceptive. And it is for only one reason that the thief enters the sheepfold, is to take what does not belong to him. The Pharisees in this passage are not the only thieves. There are thieves in every generation. Thieves climb into authority in some other way other than authentic relationship with God. Thieves use religion to extract rather than to give. Thieves who build system of control rather than community of care. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. In the ancient Mediterranean world, shepherds relied solely on their voice to guide their flocks, as they lack modern devices like dogs and whistles. The uniqueness of tone, pitch, and quality of the shepherd's voice was learned and recognized by the sheep over months and years, probably by being together with them, as evidence of a depth relationship developed together over time of interaction. And what is remarkable in here is that the sheep would not follow just any voice. A stranger could call with the exact same words, with the exact same volume, but the sheep would refuse to follow. Why? Because they could recognize the originality of the shepherd's voice, which was different from the voice of the stranger. They recognized authenticity and genuine care. They recognized the voice of someone who was familiar with them, cared about their well-being, would guide them to a good life, and would protect them from harm. Jesus claims that he owns an authentic authority that can be recognized through voice, through character, and through the quality of truth. He personalized it when he says, "My voice," or "My sheep hear my voice." Those who truly belong to God recognize the authentic voice of Jesus and follow him. This is a comforting word, because it means you are not helpless. You are not at the mercy of anyone who claims to speak for God. You have been given the capacity to discern, like the sheep who recognize their shepherd's voice. You have the capacity to recognize authentic spiritual authority when you encounter it. Therefore, there is only one gate, and to enter by any other way is to be subject to thieves and bandits. Just as Jesus said, "I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture." Let us be clear about what Jesus is and is not saying. He is not saying that God's love is limited, and not even saying that God's mercy is exclusive only to a narrow group of people. He's not also saying that sincere seekers of other tradition cannot encounter God's truth. What Jesus meant is that the righteous way to enter into relationship with God, the way that leads to genuine salvation and abundant life, passes through him as the Messiah, not through a system, not through human authority, and not even through a religious performance. Doing these things only, not doing that, not to eat any kind of food, but through a relationship with Jesus. As Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." Finally, here is what Jesus promised to those who enter by this gate: they will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The sheep who would enter by the gate will experience security, freedom, and sustenance. They enter the fold's protection, just as the psalmist said in verse 4 of our psalm reading, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me." What a word of assurance from our shepherd. They are also free to head out to feed on healthy pasture. They are not imprisoned, but liberated. And they are not starved, but they are nourished. However, the thief offers everything that is contrary to these qualities. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Those who follow the thief will not find security, freedom, or sustenance. They will be left vulnerable, imprisoned, and hungry. Jesus offers abundant life to those who enter through him. Will you enter through him? While the thief offers only destruction. Yes, right. Almighty Father, our great shepherd, you call us by name, while the rest of the world refers to us by labels. Any false labels that is against our identity in Christ that have been called to us, we cancel them and declare null and void in the name of Jesus. Thank you for drawing us into your gate when the world puts up a wall. You lead us towards life while so many voices urge us on the path of fear. Give us the grace to enter the doorway of redemption, ears to hear your voice, the insight to recognize the thieves who steal our joy in the abundant life you provide. Transform us into people who welcome others so that everyone might experience life, relaxation, and a sense of belonging in you. For the sake of Jesus, in his name, we offer our eternal gratitude and prayers. Amen.